King's Christmas Message, The Example Jesus Gave is Timeless and Universal. By Kurt Zindelka on December 25, 2024. King Charles III honored the sacrifices of military veterans and healthcare workers. While celebrating the example given to the world by Jesus Christ in his annual Christmas Day message to the British Commonwealth. The example that Jesus gave us is timeless and universal. It is to enter the world of those who suffer, to make a difference to their lives and so bring hope where there is despair, King Charles proclaimed in his third Christmas address. As the famous Christmas carol, Once in Royal David City reminds us, our Savior holy came down to earth from heaven, lived among the poor and mean and lowly and transformed the lives of those he met, through God's redeeming love. That is the heart of the Nativity story and we can hear its beat in the belief of all the great faiths in the love and mercy of God in times of joy and of suffering, calling us to bring light where there is darkness. The message, which was pre-recorded from the Fitzrovia Chapel of the former Middlesex Hospital in London, rather than the traditional Buckingham Palace or Windsor Castle locations, was a personal one, highlighting the health scares faced by himself and other members of the royal family. All of us go through some form of suffering at some stage in our life, be it mental or physical. The degree to which we help one another, and draw support from each other, be we people of faith or of none, is a measure of our civilization as nations, he said. This is what continually impresses me, as my family and I meet with, and listen to, those who dedicate their lives to helping others. The king offered a special, heartfelt thanks to the selfless doctors and nurses who, this year, have supported me and other members of my family through the uncertainties and anxieties of illness, and have helped provide the strength, care and comfort we have needed. I am deeply grateful, too, to all those who have offered us their own kind words of sympathy and encouragement, he added. The king also highlighted the sacrifices of D-Day veterans who gave of themselves so courageously, on behalf of us all, while lamenting that conflict continues to rage in Europe, the Middle East, Africa and elsewhere. Taking a slightly political turn, King Charles commented that diversity of culture, ethnicity and faith provides strength, not weakness. The king also commented on the Southport riots, which broke out across the UK over the summer following the mass stabbing at a children's dance party that left three young girls dead, allegedly at the hands of a second-generation migrant. I felt a deep sense of pride here in the United Kingdom when, in response to anger and lawlessness in several towns this summer, communities came together, not to repeat these behaviors, but to repair. To repair not just buildings, but relationships. And, most importantly, to repair trust, by listening and, through understanding, deciding how to act for the good of all, he said. Concluding, King Charles said, again, listening is a recurrent theme of the Nativity story. Mary, the mother of Jesus, listened to the angel who revealed to her a different future full of hope for all people. The message of the angels to the shepherds, that there should be peace on earth, in fact echoes through all faiths and philosophies. It rings true to this day for people of goodwill across the world. And so it is with this in mind that I wish you, and all those you love, a most joyful and peaceful Christmas. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.